It's another outside the box, willing to touch even scary topics with a 3-meter pole. Today's topic is give an inch. It's true, if you change give an inch and they'll take a mile to give a centimeter and they'll take a kilometer, it wouldn't sound quite the same. What would happen if the foot-long hot dog disappeared, or that quarter pounder? What would we do with all our measuring cups if we use the metric system instead? Is there something wrong with having 12 inches in a foot, 16 ounces in a pound, and 2 pints in a quart? Is our current way of weighing and measuring worth keeping just because we call it the imperial system? It may have a royal name, but it's complicated and hard to remember, especially compared to a metric system that almost anyone can use. It would be nice if the U.S. gave up its quaint and confusing way of measuring things and adopted the metric system, just like about everyone else in the world. Then we could buy more things in kilos besides marijuana, or measure all guns by the diameter of the barrel in millimeters, or get milk and other drinks, as well as junky soda, in liters. We wouldn't have to listen to radio announcers giving temperatures in Fahrenheit for this country and Celsius for other nations. Wow, I'd be about 165 centimeters tall, instead of a lot fewer inches. I'd get nearly an extra 2 ounces if I had a liter of something instead of a quart. I could drive faster, although the car would be less fuel efficient, because I'd be traveling in kilometers per hour and measuring efficiency in kilometers per liter. My new place in Bangor has only about 1/5 of a hectare of land with it, rather than almost 1/2 acre. Oh well, the metric system doesn't mean always bigger and better. In the end, it just makes sense to measure everything in tens. How nutty to have 2,000 pounds in a ton, or 5,280 feet in a mile, or 12 inches in a foot, or 32 ounces in a quart, or 32 degrees as a temperature when water freezes. Lots of people still don't know that there are 16 tablespoons in a cup, or 43,560 square feet in an acre, or 128 ounces in a gallon. We're a society of math nincompoops, in part because we don't have the much simpler system everyone else on the planet has. In Europe, even little kids know how many grams in a kilogram, how many centimeters in a meter, and the temperature in Celsius when water freezes. As one person I'm paraphrasing put it, if God wanted us to use the metric system, she would have given us 10 fingers and toes. Thumbs up for that one. And another, if the decimal system was good enough for Dewey in our library books, it's good enough for us all. Are you ready for the metric system in this country? I'm Larry Danziger. Not tens, I mean tenths, at all about going metric.